Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Have you ever felt like you don't have anything to offer anybody? I've certainly felt that way before. But since Friday's commitment is to give, I want to discuss something we all have to offer, our writing skills. Think about it. Your writing ability allows you to communicate more effectively than most people, which is not only to your benefit, but to the benefit of myriad others. You hear people complain that since anyone can self-publish these days, there's a lot of subpar work being offered for sale on Amazon. So what you can offer to the world is your book. That is, once you've written your last draft, revised and edited it, and perhaps taken me up on my book cover design and Kindle publishing services. Hopefully, you've already started the 12-month author challenge, but if not, you may do so at dreamplaywrite.com/challenge, dreamplaywrite.com/challenge. What's so important about giving, anyway? I mean, if you give something away, don't you have less now? Of course you do, but only temporarily. Whether you're giving some of your joy, your enthusiasm, your power, or your money, you do have less. All of those, by the way, are forms of energy, including money. And when it comes to giving away energy, you may feel the loss or you may not. It depends on how much you gave. And if we're talking about spreading happiness and good cheer, how much you feel the energy loss or how drained you feel would depend a lot on your personality type as well. But the interesting thing about giving is that everybody involved wins. Let's say you give away a little bit of power, for example. You're in a situation where you have the upper hand, you have the power. But you cede some of that power to the other person, or the other party, out of a sense of fairness. Well, that's quite a gift you've given, so the other party benefits immediately. But you stand to gain quite a bit more, because you always get back more than you give, which is your motivation to keep giving. It's in this way that we create a potentially never-ending cycle of good. And because you are at the center of this cycle, your life becomes more and more abundant until you have everything you need. Can you see now why giving is so important? So your gift will be your book. Wait, you ask, if I get back more than I give, does that mean that I'll get back more books? How does that work? Well, maybe. There doesn't seem to be any cosmic master list of IOUs from the universe. The universe doesn't say, well, she gave $20 to charity, so she'll find a $50 bill lying on the ground tomorrow. I've never noticed any neat, clean patterns like that. Of course, that tit-for-tat scenario does happen sometimes, so maybe you'll give the world your book, and you'll find yourself extra inspired to write the next one. With the universe bringing you the right people, the right circumstances, the right ideas, all at the right times for it to happen. Or what you get back may very well be in the form of money energy, which you're very familiar with. Money is a very convenient form of energy because since it has a physical form, it's more measurable than, say, an idea. And everyone accepts money in exchange for goods and services. So that would be a great form of energy to get back for your gift to the world, because after all, it's hard to buy a big screen TV with an idea, even a brilliant one. I'm excited to see what you produce as the months go on, but as you continue to write with that one-year deadline in mind, don't forget about the weekend's commitment to be. That's your chance to take a step back. Look within yourself. Think, meditate, re-examine beliefs, and practice non-judgment with all people and things you come across. We all need to refresh and renew, and setting aside 2 days a week to do that enlivens your mind and gets you prepared to dive right in when the week starts on Monday. By giving that brain muscle a chance to cool off, you'll be able to concentrate better, focus more sharply, and let that river of creativity flow. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.